Thank you. I'm Rebecca Brown, and I'm speaking with several hats this evening. First, I want to say that as someone who spoke here 2.5 years ago, it's so great to see many of us here back again and a whole lot more people here than were here 2.5 years ago. So thank you. So I am proud to represent the North Country, five new North Country towns in the New Hampshire legislature. One of these towns is Sugar Hill, which has the power line running through it. And Sugar Hill residents are united in their opposition to this project. I'm also on the board of directors of the North Country Council, which is the North Country's regional planning commission. The council has taken a position against Northern Passes proposed based on the fact that every single select board in affected towns has voted against Northern Pass. I'm also the founder and director of the Ammonoosuc Conservation Trust, which is the region's land conservancy. ACT has many lands and many landowning members who are affected by the power line route. ACT is an intervener opposed to the project. I'm speaking today as a state representative and for ACT. A value of many of my constituents and the trust's mission is to conserve the working landscapes of the North Country. Our land and our people are our greatest assets. Our place is as much a reflection of our people as we are a reflection of our land. From our great Connecticut River, which is an American Heritage River, and which this project would affect, to our rugged mountains, and to the crown jewel of our region, the White Mountain National Forest, which the project will affect. In between are the private forests and farms that have been worked and tended for generations, which are the heart of our communities, and which the project would obviously affect. Our working landscape should support renewable clean energy that goes to power our region, and it does, through hydropower, a growing number of solar installations, wind, and biomass. Many in our region see its economy in part based on renewable energy. Northern Pass does nothing to advance this. In fact, it would do a lot more to make it difficult, both by affecting the markets and by creating an enormous scar on the land that draws so many people here. I ask the DOE to consider the no-build option. I believe that is the proper one for our environment. And also consider burying the lines. As a legislator, I've asked Dartmouth College to do a cost-benefit analysis of burying the lines. They will focus on three key factors. First, how many jobs would be created for New Hampshire workers compared to aerial lines. Second, what would be the investment opportunity for New Hampshire businesses on related technology and services? And third, what will be the competitive advantage to New Hampshire businesses for a more dependable power source than aerial lines that are subject to storms and outages? With the department's permission, I'd like to give you that analysis when it's completed later this year. And thank you.